B-Pod Studios.
Three losses in a row.
Callie, you suck more than usual. Like, how much have you had to drink?
I don't know. A couple? You're right. Let's just call it a night.
Whoa. You're gonna get right?
Oh, come on. I just had a couple.
Listen, if you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive.
All right. I'm ordering one.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
You're listening to the Other Identity Podcast. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for downloading The Other Identity and taking some time here to talk with us about, honestly, some really great films and games that are going to be coming out here very soon. We're actually going to start with the game before we jump into the movie, since there were two of those. But before we did that, I actually promised you that I would tell you, give you a little bit of trivia that I thought you would find funny, and that the
and
fans...
And I insisted that we do it on air because I have nothing to hide from our audience.
So you know how normally when we have guests on, that's when I'm most prone to making errors of some type.
Absolutely.
On one of the other shows that I do, the Owl's Nest for the eSport Overwatch League, for the popular game Overwatch, we talked to one of the Houston Outlaws the other day, and I realized halfway through it that, well, not halfway, about two questions in, that I wasn't recording the guest's audio. I had mine on instead.
Who needs the guest?
Yeah. So I had to...
They're not the draw.
Had to restage a few questions, but it was fine. Okay. It was fine. But anyway, back to the DC fandom. We got two, honestly, really, really great game trailers here. Now, one of them we knew was coming, and that was Suicide Squad. We know the extent of it. We had gotten a teaser from Rocksteady, those who had developed the Arkham game series. And the teaser was just Superman with a Suicide Squad crosshair on his head. And what that ended up being, and I actually saw the name of the panel before DC fandom started and got really, really excited because the subtitle of the game, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. It
is
going to be.
Is there a better subtitle? Like, come up with?
No,
amazing.
That's crazy. And you know, I think the first thing a lot of people thought was, what? No, you can't just kill the Suicide Squad or not. You can't kill the Justice League. But
you know what I was thinking though. Well, go ahead. No, then I'll say what I was thinking.
Well, actually, what really excites me about this, and I'm not sure if you're quite far enough yet, but you'll get there. Is I'm pretty sure this is based on Suicide Squad versus the Justice League,
right,
from
event,
the first Rebirth era. Yes.
I mean, even if it's not, look, the cool thing about this, you got me thinking last week because I am a fan of the old school Suicide Squad. There's a comic in the 80s that is just fantastic. And
is that the one that's been inspiring James Gunn's Suicide Squad?
I think so. I think it's largely inspiring James Gunn. And it's also, you remember when we read Blackest Night and the Secret Six had the crossover with the revived Suicide Squad? That was by the original
writer,
John Ostrander.
Did that also include Gail Simone?
Gail Simone wrote the Secret Six parts of the crossover, and I think John Ostrander, who is the original Suicide Squad writer, wrote the Suicide Squad chapter.
Okay.
So, anyways, neither here nor there. I read an old issue of it last week for Invasion, and I was like, man, I would love to see like a side-scrolling, old-school, 16-bit Suicide Squad game. And then we got this trailer.
And you're like, oh my god, the technology exists to do more than 16-bit? It does, Ben!
It blew my mind. No, but what you said on Twitter, which really got me thinking, was I want a game that can only be done with the Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. In the same way we've talked about in our recent episodes, we like games that, you know, only Spider-Man can do this, only Batman can do this. And when I watched the trailer for Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, when Superman shows... I was into it in the beginning part, but when Superman shows up and suddenly I realize you can do all sorts of games where you're these overpowered, crazy characters who can do anything... The idea that you are the Suicide Squad, you are Harley and Deadshot and Captain Boomerang, you're these misfits who have to take on the actual gods of the Justice League, that's when it clicked with me that this is the best idea they could have for a Suicide Squad game. Because you can only do that with the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're definitely going to have to work on, by 2022, getting you a PlayStation 5, because by then that's where it'll be on, because the Suicide Squad is going to be 1-4-person co-op as well. So I think that's what I'm most exciting about is, you know, it's an open world game. So you'll basically get to play across the city of Metropolis and I'm sure take on more than just Superman along with your friends. I am super hyped for it. And honestly, you want to know what the biggest compliment is that I can give this game? It actually makes me want to play as Captain Boomerang. The teleport rings. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And of course, the other one, now this was the biggest surprise. This is one that we didn't know
about it.
Was coming. We knew that Rocksteady, that Warner Brothers Studios game studio, was going to be announcing a new Batman video game that we thought would be set in the Arkham universe. We have found out that it is not canon within the Arkham universe. It's starting its own timeline, and that is Gotham Knights. Now, it is, I think, a spiritual successor to the Arkham games, because a lot of the gameplay looks very, very similar. But the big draw here, it starts out, Batman is dead. Allegedly, I still don't believe it, but he's dead. And he sent out a call to the Bat family, Batgirl, Tim Drake's Robin, Nightwing, and the Red Hood, that you are Gotham's protectors now. And we don't know a whole lot more about the story beyond that, but Gotham is now under siege, and it's up to the Bat family to save it. This looks incredible, first of all. And my only big hope for this, because I know that it's going to be amazing, I know it's going to be a lot of fun, but my big hope for this is that missions aren't specific to the heroes, that you get to pick throughout the game who you want to play everything as everyone, and you get to pick who the partner is that comes with you, because the replay value there is going to be in seeing how the different characters react to different situations with different people throughout the whole thing. That would be so great.
My big question that I was going to ask you, you already answered, and that's that this is the Tim Drake iteration of Robin.
Yes, even though they call him Robin, I'm pretty sure it's Red Robin, not Damian. He's way too nice in the trailer to be Damian. Okay.
I mean, look, I'm a Tim Drake guy because that was my Robin when I was a kid. I think whatever Robin you grew up with as a kid, that is your Robin, which makes sense. I've had long discussions with my students about why Tim Drake is lame, but we're not going to get into that here. Yeah, this looks cool. I love the idea that you can play as all these different characters. I love the idea that, kind of what you were saying, I love games where I will play a level or I'll play a mission as one character and realize they don't have the skill set I need to complete that objective, and then say, oh, all right, well, this would be somewhere I could use Red Hood. And to me, the best multiplayer games or multi-character games are ones like that where it's like there's a degree of strategy involved where it's not just I can play as the character exactly what you were saying. I don't want to play just a Nightwing mission. I want to have to figure out who I need for this mission, and I want to become good with all the characters.
That's
a big draw.
Yeah, it also adds a whole other layer of difficulty to it as well. Sure. Because usually when a mission is suited for a specific character, it's easy enough to take in the one who suits it best, but the developers aren't going to make it impossible to get through with other characters. So, it provides a bit more of a challenge, but I just love the idea of being able to go in as, Batgirl and Tim and, get some nice witty banter between them, or going in as Nightwing and Red Hood and getting this sort of more competitive nature between the two of them. Yes, I think it'll be so good. I'm really, really excited about it.
I'll get more into this in our next segment. But another thing for me is, as I've said recently, controversially, I thought I'm kind of Batmaned out. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had enough of Batman games, movies, comics, everything. I want to see the rest of his family. So this is, of course, right up my alley.
Excellent, excellent. Now, before we get to some of the bigger movie announcements, there were a bit more sort of light movie news that we got that I just wanted to cover
quick hits.
Shazam 2 is going to be called Fury of the Gods, and apparently Sinbad is also going to be playing a role in the movie in some fashion.
I saw that. I still haven't seen the first Shazam. It's at the top of my list of movies to watch. I just didn't understand, and this is from someone who, again, I was born in the 80s and lived through the 90s. I didn't understand why Sinbad's involvement was a big deal.
Do you understand now?
I don't.
Sinbad, I think he's within the top five moments that are most associated with the Mandela effect. Everyone thinks that he was in a movie in the early 90s about Shazam, the genie, but it doesn't exist.
Okay.
So that's why. It's funny. Ha-ha. Internet stuff.
Still kind of a deep pull for me.
Aquaman 2 is apparently going to have a bit more of a serious tone. I know that has some people a little worried about it, that they think that means there's not going to be any humor in it. I don't necessarily think that is the case. It could end up being, way too, early DCU for us, but, James Wan is James Wan. I trust him. I thought he did a great job with the first Aquaman movie. I'm sure Aquaman 2 will be good as well.
I would tend to agree. The first Aquaman was very good. I, of course, am in favor of anything that moves the DCEU towards a little bit lighter place. I like the humor. I like the optimism. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you. I have faith. James Wan will do a good job.
Probably one of my most favorite ones, despite not having like an official trailer announcement, but no one person has given me more faith in the future of the DCU than The Rock talking about Black Adam.
The Rock can do no wrong, right?
He really can't.
So what's the right about here? And also, I'll recommend this to you, is that the 2000s JSA series, where Black Adam was kind of lifted up, elevated to being an A-level character, mm-hmm. is some of the best comics I've read in the past 20 years. And the combination of The Rock, who is good at literally everything, with a character who's awesome, and source material, which is beyond reproach, I think this is going to be a sleeper for maybe, it might even surpass Wonder Woman as the best DC movie to date.
It's very, very possible. And obviously, I think the cool thing is, yes, they're introducing the JSA, through Cyclone, Dr. Fate, Atom Smasher, and Hawkman, which I guess is fine. Dr. Fate being a little bit more of like the mystical sort of kind of all-powerful one seems a little bit weird in there to me.
Well,
but
I will
see.
Say this. Dr. Fate in the comics has a connection to Black Adam, which I assume is...
Fair enough.
Both Hawkman and Dr. Fate have a very close connection to Black Adam and his origin. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that is
that
why they
why.
Are All in right. this. Yeah.
And then finally, of course, more news on The Flash. Both Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton are going to be in the film, which makes me think that obviously Michael Keaton will be Thomas Wayne, and you know Ben Affleck will still be Bruce Wayne. The only thing that worries me here is, you know, hearing the director, who his name escapes me right now, talking about this, said that, you know, they'll be an important part of the emotional impact of the film, and I'm like, wait, this is a Flash film, though, right? Isn't that where the emotional impact would come from?
If that's your only concern, then you're not concerned enough of this mess of a project.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
This movie has been so snake-bitten. It's had so many directors, so many writers, and I just... Look, luckily for us, there's a great Flash TV show that we can watch anytime we want.
Speaking
and we do not
of,
need to worry about this.
It is canon that Ezra Miller's Barry Allen actually decided to call himself the Flash after meeting Grant Gustin's Barry Allen on the Infinite Crisis crossover.
What I wish he had done was just said, you know what, you seem like a better Flash, take over for me.
All right.
Go make a movie.
All right, coming up next, speaking of movies, thank you for that, we're going to be talking about all the awesome trailers that we got, and someone who's making a comeback to the world of comics, and probably movies as well. That's next on The Other Identity.
Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.